Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. I want to welcome in our next guest, Susan J. Demas, the Capital Chronicles columnist. Hello, Susan. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Just fine. The staff, the senior staff, named by Governor-elect Rick Snyder, some very familiar names. And for an outsider to Lansing politics, he seems to be surrounding himself with some people who know their way around the city.
Yeah, he sure does. The big news today was his chief of staff appointment, and that's Dennis Muchmore, who anybody who knows anything about lobbying knows his name. He's been kind of a fixture for the last few decades. And, you know, of course, he has ties with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, has served on the Natural Resources Trust Fund. So he pretty much knows where all the bodies are buried.
Yeah, he was a member of the Oakland University Board of Trustees. Does this mean he has a commitment to higher education?
Well, we can hope so. Certainly, you know, Doug Rothwell, another old hand who is serving as Center's transition director, he's committed to higher education. Andy Dillon is, so maybe there's hope on that front.
Are these hires good news, and that Rick Snyder is recognizing perhaps his own shortcomings and surrounding himself with as much experience as possible, or is it discouraging that he is going back to the kind of old hands that a lot of people wanted out of Lansing?
Yeah, I mean, it is interesting for somebody who campaigned as the non-career politician to, you know, be picking so many names from the past. You know, you also have to wonder, you know, is this an effort on his part to keep all the old Engler people from ending up in some retirement home together? Because pretty much he's getting the old band back together. Today, he also had a couple more Engler appointees named to his administration. Geraldine Lasher, a longtime Englerite, started with him in his press shop. She's now with Community Health. She's going to be doing his communications operation. Interestingly, she helped advise Joe Schwartz on his not-meant-to-be independent run for governor.
Susan J. Demas of Capital Chronicles and MERS Newsletter, our guest on Ebling and You. Susan, a lot of people are looking at some of these hires and saying that this is exactly the wrong way to go. Others are saying that this is going to work out just fine, that these are not policymakers extensively. They're going to be administrators, managers, and the kind of people who help the Engler administration be one of the most efficient that we've had in the state. Whether you agreed with the policies and the direction is another question, but certainly he got an awful lot done.
Yeah, you can definitely make that argument. And I think we're really all waiting to see who he names for budget director and who's going to head up some of his key departments like Department of Human Services, Department of Community Health, Department of Natural Resources and Environment. You know, those are going to be the people who will be setting the tone for the policy in the Snyder administration. I don't think that we have a clear enough picture about what that might look like.
Today we also learned that Geraldine Lasher is going to be Director of Communications. She has been Director of Infrastructure Services, the Michigan Department of Community Health, and Michael Godola, Legal Affairs Director. But they joined the staff members named last week. William Rustem announced Friday as Director of Strategy. I'm still not exactly sure what that is. What is a Director of Strategy?
You know, I'm not sure any of us know what it is, but we're all glad that he's not the Director of Synergy, because that would just be a little too corporate, I think. that would not be a good sign. But Bill is, you know, of course, an old Milliken aide and was with Public Sector Consultants. He helped found it. I think everybody thinks of him as being very even-handed and very knowledgeable policy-wise. So if Bill Rustem is helping to set the tone for Rick Snyder's policy, I think that's an excellent move.
What's the reputation for Dennis Muchmore? Certainly, he's very well known around the Capitol.
Dennis is a deal maker. He's extremely experienced. He's obviously very tied to the Republican Party. He is also somewhat knowledgeable specifically about natural resources and the environment, although certainly comes at it from a more business-oriented perspective than I think a lot of environmentalists would care for. If you're looking for experience, he certainly has it.
The last time you were on this show, I asked you if there were one person that you would love to see as a member of the Snyder administration that would make you feel very good about it. You mentioned former Congressman Joe Schwartz. Do you think he would be inclined to accept a position like that if offered with the Snyder administration?
Which position?
Is that the key, whatever it would be?
I'm sure, if he was asked to, head up cleaning services, he might not take it. But, if it was within his wheelhouse, something with Veterans Affairs, health care, the budget, higher education, or education in general, I think he'd be extremely qualified. And, he's a good soldier in every sense of the word, as you know, having been a hero during Vietnam. So I think he would be inclined to accept. Unfortunately, all signs from my sources in the Snyder operation point to the fact that he will not be asked.
All right. When we look at the looming budget crisis, the projected deficit, anywhere from $1.6 billion up, a lot of people concerned about what that is going to mean and which departments are going to get slashed and gashed. Is there one you can see so far that you wouldn't want to be working for?
I never want to be working for the Department of Human Services because it's just taken such a tremendous hit.
Right.
Department of Natural Resources and Environment, same thing. I think they've gotten cut by at least a third, maybe more, over the last decade, which is a huge amount of money. So I'd be worried there. The thing is, our general fund is only $8 billion, and most of that is eaten up by corrections.
Yeah.
That's a quarter of it.
Yeah.
Higher ed is like another 20%.
Well, it's going to come somewhere, Susan, and
yep.
We will stay tuned, and we'll learn much more. Susan, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Susan J. Demas, a Capital Chronicles columnist. Appreciate her being with us.